This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Okay, we've got some great fishing to report, as well as some closures at some of our public areas, and we'll be talking about a couple of other items of interest. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, as we mentioned, we do have a couple of closures to mention. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers River Project Office has temporarily closed the Maple Island access area on the Riverlands Way in West Alton, Missouri, to vehicle and pedestrian traffic. Now, this road will be closed for several weeks to allow for parking lot repairs and repairs to fishing and walking areas. The construction work and necessary equipment will not allow for safe use of the area, and for this reason, no public access to Maple Island will be permitted until the completion of the repairs. Now, for more information on this project, you can give them a call at 636-899-2600. That's a 636-899-2600. Also, the Carlisle Lake Main Dam Bridge is going to be closed temporarily. The Carlisle Lake Main Dam Bridge deck is now closed for maintenance work, and the work includes an annual inspection to ensure the integrity and increase the longevity of the structure. The work is expected to last through July 22nd. Now, many visitors use the existing Main Dam Road for recreational opportunities, and during this time frame, pedestrian traffic will be restricted across the Main Dam Bridge deck, and the East and West Dam service roads remain open for visitors wishing to enjoy walking, running, or bike riding. Now, visitors should also consider using the Carlisle Lake Bike Trail located around the lake and through the city of Carlisle. Now, for more information, you can contact the Carlisle Lake Project Office, and they can give you an update at 618-594-2484. And that number again is 618-594-2484. And if you're a dove hunter and found out that your permit was not accepted, it's time to apply again. Online applications will be accepted for the second lottery for the Illinois free dove hunting permits for hunting at select sites through July 21st. Now, applications may be submitted for the second lottery by resident hunters who were unsuccessful in the first lottery, residents who did not apply in the first lottery, and non-resident hunters. After the second lottery permit application deadline on July 21st, hunters may apply for the remaining free dove permits on a first-come, first-served basis beginning at 8 a.m. on July 29th, and that continues through August 25th. Now, for more information on hunting permit areas and free dove permits, you can check with the DNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. And one more thing for you ladies wanting to become an outdoors woman. Registration is now open for Becoming an Outdoors Woman workshop at the Touch of Nature Environmental Center, which is at Giant City State Park in Southern Illinois. And that's scheduled for September 16th through the 18th. And this is the first year at this location, which means new classes and a beautiful new scenic class location. The workshop fee is $230, which includes meals, lodging, class instruction, and use of class equipment and supplies, transportation during the workshop, and lots of fun. There are 90 spots available in this workshop, and registration will close quickly. Participants must be 18 years of age and older, or older, and log on to the IDNR website at this link for more information, and that's www.dnr.illinois.gov/recreation/BOW, which is Becoming an Outdoor Woman. And that'll get you an opportunity to participate in this brand new section of Becoming an Outdoors Woman, and it's going to be down in Giant City State Park, a beautiful area. And we've got some great fishing to report. In fact, crappie fishermen are having a heyday at Shelbyville and Rend. Right now at Rend Lake, the lake is about normal pool, running fairly clear as clear as it can be, and largemouth bass are rated good. Plastic worms, black and blue jigs, minnows, and spinnerbaits working here. As we mentioned, crappie are rated excellent. Lots of these fish being caught. Quarter-ounce pink and white jigs, small and medium minnows, mealworms, all yielding fish in the main lake drop-off areas. Try the Gun Creek area. From shoreline, fish near structures. The hot spots have been the Jackie Branch, the Sandusky Harbor, Sailboat Harbor, Markham Coves, and Ina Boat Ramp. Bluegill still rated good. Crickets, worms, waxworms, mealworms, and small jigs doing the trick here. And channel catfish are rated excellent. Lots of these fish being caught on commercial catfish baits, hog baits, one of the primary ones, leeches, night crawlers, and large minnows yielding good rated fish, and white bass rated fair on jigs and curly tail grubs and inline spinners. At Carlisle Lake right now, the lake is about 445, good clarity. It's running about the low 80 degree mark, and the bass are rated good. They're catching a lot of these fish in the early morning hours on topwater lures and spinner baits, and then during the day they're switching to the woody cover using plastic worms and jig and pork combinations. The crappie, not all that much to report at Lake Carlisle. They're rated slow. There are a few of these fish being caught on minnows and jigs, but most of them are small. Walleye and sauger, they're slow as well. A few are being caught, however, by trollers trolling for the white bass. And the white bass have been a hit and miss affair. Not a whole lot of these fish being caught, but every once in a while somebody will go out and stumble into them and catch a nice mess of them. So it's a hit and miss affair with the white bass, using primarily trollers catching most of these fish. And the catfish, even though they slowed a bit, they're still catching good numbers of these fish on all types of live and commercial catfish baits. Drift fishing has been a particularly productive way to catch fish there. We checked in with Steve Welch at Lake Shelbyville, and he says the lake there is gin clear. Water temperatures are running right around the 80 degree mark. He's all but given up on the white bass and have been drifting minnows across brush piles and catching a lot of crappie. They've caught 45 to 60 fish limits every day for the past week with his clients, and lots of small fish and good ones mixed in with the norm this year. The lake is full of 7 to 9 inch fish, but you can still catch a limit, but you got to weed through a ton of them. They're pulling in over 100 a day, so the action is good all day long. And who doesn't like watching a bobber go down? It's just something that everyone loves. And you can catch plenty on jigs too, but these are the smaller blacks, so they're sticking to drifting minnows over the tops of brush and looking for the bigger whites. They're looking for brush that extends from the bottom up to about 8 to 10 feet in deeper water, preferably close to 20 foot deep. Then they'll set the slip bobber at about 10 feet and use the wind to push it across the brush. This lateral movement is key, so he must pick brush with wind on it. His technique has been to sneak up on a brush pile, throw out a marker buoy, then place the boat on the side as not to spook the fish any further. Then he'll throw up wind and allow the cork to drift back by, and the crappie see it and they goes down. So that's how they're catching the crappie. Largemouth bass rated fair at Lake Shelbyville, catching a few of these fish in the morning and evening hours on plastic worms, jig and pork combinations, even a few on spinner baits. And the catfishing, it's rated fair at best. Just not a whole lot of catfish coming from Lake Shelbyville right now, but you can catch some walleye. Primarily white bass fishermen are catching the walleye. You catch a lot of white bass, but every once in a while, a walleye will be mixed in as well. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hickens.